Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you take a roll call?
Please.
Mr. Redman?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francie?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Mayor Nolan, with regards to resolution R-1244, we need to add a dollar amount for the award of that contract, and that would be $387,842.40.
Okay.
I have an add-on to the supplemental bills. It's AR communications, pager repairs, and a charger comes to $339 from the fire department.
Perfect. Does anyone have any questions, concerns, or additions or subtractions to the consent agenda?
I'd like to pull resolution 12-46.
Okay.
The discussion.
So we'll vote on the other ones by himself?
This would be a motion to amend resolution R-1244 to include the dollar amount of the award of $387,842.40, adding an item to the payment of bills, which is AR communication for pager repairs, $339, and to remove resolution R-1246.
We're going to talk about that after this, right?
Correct.
With that, I'll offer it.
I just want to ask a question,
Mr. Mayor.
Sir, please, sir.
I got an email about the cost of concrete down at the Memorial Project. Is that on this payment of bills?
I don't think so, right?
No.
In fact, I saw the requisition today. They asked me the account number, so the requisition is done, but the purchase order hasn't been done yet.
So you would think it would be available for comment at the next meeting, correct?
Well, let's just put it this way. If the council doesn't want to do that, then we should talk about that now.
Well, let's do this. It's not here, so let's do this first.
All right.
Otherwise, it's going to get done.
We that work
is,
business.
Steve, that work is done.
Oh, okay.
No, the work's done.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay.
But it's not, for the record, it's not on here right now.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that by itself if you want.
The business.
So with this, I'll offer that with the changes we said.
Okay, offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second
by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
All right, let's go to resolution R-1246, resolution approving a...
Mr. Francie, you wanted to talk to this?
Yes, I'm not sure how we can approve this on the basis of what I see at this point. This is a business that is operated out of a house?
No.
This is...
They're not operated in Highlands, but they are looking to pick up a job off in Highlands. And they are located.
Well, they want to operate in Highlands, but their physical address is outside.
295 Broadway, Long Branch.
Thank you.
Okay, then this is not a new business starting up in Highlands.
No, it's someone who wants to do business here that's established in another
county. And he needs to have our certificate in each one of his kids.
With that, I'd like to offer the resolution as it is.
Anyone have any other questions or concerns on R-12-46?
No.
Seeing none, I'll second it.
Second by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
We're going to add one thing. Mr. O'Neill wanted to have a conversation about the repair at Veterans Park, correct, sir?
Yes.
Good.
All right. Can you just take paper, please?
Where is that coming from? I understand work has been done, but why is the town getting roped into paying that? There was no damage done by the town. That was when the town let the Memorial Project do that job. That's where those concrete. And as for the sand, the dirt put under the boardwalk to replace the sand that was supposedly washed out during the hurricane, did you go down and look at it? Because all it was dirt dumped at the edge of the boardwalk. I don't think myself we should pay for anything on that job. You know what? We let the Memorial Project come in and do some improvements under a certain set of guidelines, which also included doing some work for the veterans part of that park, which has not and probably won't be done. And I don't think we should put any more money into it, to tell you the truth. Not a nickel. I'm appalled that they even asked, to tell you the truth.
So. Okay. Anybody else have any comments? Now, this was broken during the moving of the big stones?
Part of what was repaired was broken by the memorial activity.
Okay.
The majority of what was repaired.
Rom also repaired the storm damage, concrete broken by the storm.
So Rom basically had nothing to do with the breaking?
Rom? No.
No.
Okay, no, no, no.
He just came in and repaired it.
He just came in and fixed. It was arranged by HPP, and we have a shared expense with HPP.
Because it's a shared partnership. I get all that. I'm just
where saying. Do we have a shared responsibility with HPP? Why were they even involved? That the work at the Memorial Project was between the Borough of Highlands and the Memorial Project, not between the HPP and the Memorial Project and us.
Well, HPP had a...
HPP was their advocate. That's all they were. The veterans had no advocate at the time. I sat through weeks of that. It was tumultuous. And I don't see that we should pay anything for it, and I think we should encourage the rest of the deal to be finished there.
Now, the first thing we need to...
I'm not sure what you think is undone, Rick.
You never saw the diagram that was supposed to be done with the block wall by the flagpoles and all that? There was a rendering done. You guys weren't here at the time that it was done, but there was. There was quite a bit
of room. I saw
it. Yeah, but that's not what we committed to do starting in 2011. What got committed to get done in 2011 was just the...
It evolved to a lower scale because they didn't have money.
Correct.
It's the bottom line. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's the bottom line.
But what's that have to do with anything?
No, I don't disagree with you. Now, the guy who did the work, we got to pay him because we told him to do a job and we told him we were paying him.
The guy that did the work has to get paid.
Correct.
We don't have to pay. And I don't think we should.
But I'm not going to hold him up because we directed him. Or this somebody, this a majority of the table, yes. We directed him to do the work. I don't just... Now, we can send a letter and ask them to pay the bill. But, you know, I think we've got to pay the guy. Anyone have any other conversation, communication, or thoughts on that? Okay, seeing none. 12-01, we're going to remove.
Okay, motion to remove by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes, please.
Moving on to other business, we have engineer status report.
Mr. Keating, is that you, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's going to be brief tonight. Just three things to discuss. The 2011 roadway improvement program, we are advertising the project for bid. We anticipate award at the March 7th council meeting.
Okay.
The reconstruction of Highland Avenue, we finally received the DOT permit. And as we indicated in the prior council meeting, that they will recommence their work in the spring after the winter. And lastly, just wanted to give you the heads up that the DEP annual stormwater certifications are due in early May, so that's something we'll be working on in the near future.
Okay.
That's my report.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the table? No, no. Any questions from the table?
Rob, that spring start is a very, very vague date.
You're right. The I don't have a date right now. A lot of it is contingent upon the asphalt plants opening back up. And now that we do have the permit, we can get the schedule on actually installing the remainder of the pipe as well. That was being withheld until we got the DOT permit. So we have to get the pipe scheduled from the contractor. He has to find out when the plants are going to reopen for the paving, and then concrete work has to continue.
Generally, that's sometime in March, right?
So generally, I would say mid to end of March is typical.
Especially as mild as it has been.
Right, it's mild. If
I mean, it also doesn't sound like it's dependent upon the asphalt, because he's got work that he can get done without the asphalt.
Yeah, there's concrete work and pipe work.
Right.
Right, he was talking mid-March of bringing these guys back through again. So,
which makes sense.
As a rule of thumb, March 15th is a date where they do concrete and whatnot, but again, it can go either way.
Sounds good.
They like to think the winner's behind them at that point, is the bottom line. Anyone have any other questions or concerns? Engineer's report? Okay. Thank you, sir. Zoning Board annual report review. I know we all got that in our packets.
That's just a listing of all the case decisions from the board.
Most of them are done, and there's one that's still pending, correct?
Actually, that one pending for 231 Bay Ave, which is formerly known as the Giffey's property.
Was resolved at the last meeting,
yes.
So that's it. Okay. Thank you. What we'd like to do now, folks, number 3 and 4 is the review of two ordinances. We'd like to direct Marty Truscott from T&M. Mm-hmm. We're going to have two council reps, myself and Mr. Francie.
Okay.
We need him to put into words in the correct manner the ordinances that we're looking to do. We want it introduced at the first meeting in March.
Okay.
So what we need to do is have that happen in the next, you know, week.
No problem.
It's not a big deal. We kind of have a lot of the broad strokes of what we want to do, but there is some things we talked about defining in there. We needed someone of Marty's.
So does Marty need to meet with you again? And then
meet with Frank and myself. I'm suggesting Friday if you're.
I'm good.
Okay.
Friday's
I got an 8:30 meeting, and it's in this building, so after that, we'll
I'll reach out to Marty first thing in the morning.
See what we can do, and then contact
11 o'clock Friday.
Contact myself and Chris if you can, okay?
Yeah.
And then obviously we'll share it with the rest of the council, and we all kind of know what we want to do there.
Okay, that brings us to public portion. Mr.
I'd like to announce one thing on March 9th. I don't know the time yet or the location, but we'll have another meeting before then. I was got a call from Congressman Pallone. He wants to come to town. He wanted me to host him as the mayor for an open forum type meeting. We're going to do it. I don't know the time yet, but it will be March 9th. And obviously, everybody's welcome to come, and everybody on council. Obviously, we hope to make it if they can. Okay, first up, Tara Ryan. Good to see you back, Tara.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be back, but I'm going to pass.
Okay, thank you, Tara. Kim?
Just wondering if you have any updates on the slope. And I know last meeting it was mentioned that the Army Corps of Engineers can't help us, but FEMA might. Any updates on that?
I didn't hear from that, but I will tell you this. I saw Brian out at an event here. We had the ribbon cutting for the Chubby Pickle last Sunday, I think it was. Right? We were all there, basically. I would come to that meeting on March 9th, obviously. Not that you hope something happens before then, clearly, but my idea is... What's that then?
We've had no updates.
No update on the legal end?
No.
Okay. Kim, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Brian?
I'm a little confused when you're saying that that the Army Corps of Engineers would not come in. It's my understanding, my wife Tessie called, that... One did not contact the Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
He contacted FEMA, I believe. Yeah. Whether there's a misunderstanding on what he was being asked to do.
I can tell you for sure his deputy regional director told me that they made a call to them informally. It's probably nothing on record. They made a call informally, and they said they will not step in private property matters. And they thought the best course of action was try to help us navigate through the FEMA for funding.
Part of the problem is that every time you call his office, you talk to somebody different.
Okay. I don't run his office. I can't speak to that. You know what I mean?
And everybody has a different story every time you call.
Okay.
On what's been done, nobody returns calls, and so on. So I'm not really sure whether it's clear has he actually contacted the Army Corps of Engineers.
I can only go by. I didn't talk to anyone at the Army Corps of Engineers. I did speak to his regional director, who has an office in Long Branch, and I can only go by what she told me. Everything
we're still
else
waiting for a call back from for months.
Okay.
And we can't get a call back from them.
I can only tell you what I know. I don't, like I said, I don't want to. I'm not trying to be smart about it. I don't run his office, and you know, I'm lucky that we. I don't mean in a bad way. He does help us out quite a bit. He's done stuff for us in the past, and the fire department, and the police, and you know, with letters of help. And I would bring my case, you know, and do it in a way where, not to insult anybody, but do it in a way where it's, you know, professional, for lack of a better word, when we're talking to him. And he may not know some of the things that you're saying that he's not getting, you know, calls back. And I get that. But I also understand how you present it is also going to be, you know, going to be very contingent on what he does and how it's presented to him. Somebody comes yelling and screaming at him, not that I would suggest you would. Probably not going to be too motivated to help us out. You know what I mean?
His office never even responded to Tessa's letter, ever.
Okay.
With a phone call, with a letter, or anything.
I can't speak to that, and I don't want to, not that I don't believe anything anyone tells me, I just don't want to speak to one side of it, knowing that, I mean, the guy's going out of his way to come here, and I get that's what they're supposed to do, but some don't anyway. Right. You know, come here and have an open forum type meeting, so obviously we jumped at that chance, and I'm hoping we have some time to show them what we're talking about firsthand. And take it to the site.
When I was mayor and somebody from town called that office up, he'd throw the saddle on you and he wouldn't get out of it until you responded for him. You know, because I've had it happen to me a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, he'd call up and they wouldn't stop calling until you answered them.
I
know he responded to stuff like that, so he might not have gotten an answer.
He might not.
It might be helpful to brief the town engineer's report that showed that hill was in imminent danger.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll talk to the lady again in the next four. I have to anyway. She's giving me the information. They sent us a email of requesting two dates, and we picked the one date which we confirm now is the 9th. So there's going to be more details in the next 48 hours, and when that happens, I'll let her know that, you know, we had this conversation, and see if she knows what's going on, or if she can get someone to reach out to you.
Do we have any additional information now on the funding that you applied for?
No, I don't think we're going to see concrete information on that for a little while. They're still sorting out.
I know originally we were looking at January, February.
Yeah, but they pushed all the deadline. People were still applying into December. So they pushed all that back, you know, at least 2-3 times.
Right.
They're overwhelmed. I'm not going to lie to you. That's really where they're at.
Yeah.
We're only just now getting, what we get turned down for?
Well, 7 projects that we had submitted for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, we were informed that we didn't receive funding, nor did any other community in Monmouth County.
Well, when did we submit those?
Those were submitted
October
15th.
We're looking at that again?
Well, no, the deadlines for the projects that we submitted also, some of them were in December, well, the end of November.
Right.
So
right.
Stuff we submitted, like, you know, within a month of the incident, is now, they're only getting to that now, because there's just so much coming in. And quite frankly, they're probably taking care of private property owners first, you know, by a case-by-case basis, so it's going to take a little while.
I had asked you, and you weren't sure, in reference to the legal action with the Elk Hill owners and the township, do we have any information that we're allowed to be privy to at this point?
Basically,
on that, I mean, I know we're making a transition here. With the attorney.
Okay, just addressing that way then. Mm-hmm. At this point, we have nothing in that we can discuss.
There is action, but it's still.
Is there any? I mean, it's difficult to even find out what action is being done. Are there attorneys for residents up there that are taking action against the town, or is the town taking action against them? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Is it fair to say there's multiple litigations going on?
Both ways.
Threatened.
Correct. Threatened and real.
Okay. Is there any effort at a point where we think we're going to continue to try to enforce the SESI report?
We are doing things up to and including, not to do with your area, but another area, still trying to schedule meetings without putting red tape in front of it with individual people and their representation. To try to not go through this lengthy process.
Right. Do we
That's
have
still ongoing.
An idea when more information and when we will know what's going on and some type of a result? Are we looking at a month, 2 months, 6 months? What?
The nature of litigation just makes that impossible to predict. It's just too hard to answer because there's so many moving parts and variables that it's just hard.
You have basically, to give you an idea without going into specifics, getting this jammed up, you got 2 or 3 going on. Now, the 2 or 3 that are going on maybe doesn't involve all the parties. So another party hears about what's going on, we're making a move on that litigation, and then someone else is litigating or threatening to litigate. So you're just kind of going all around like the shell game, you know what I mean, basically. So I don't want to not give you an answer, but the reality is there is no answer.
So long as everyone's aware that there is an engineer's report out there that's saying that the hill is going to come down again and there is imminent danger.
We have that. Copy that report.
Is that the assessor?
The assessor report.
Yeah. Says that the hill will come down?
That everybody's in imminent danger, and that this hill will come down again.
I'm sure
you guys
saw the report.
You guys have a copy of the report?
Not all
we all have. But you know, we all
have a copy of the assessor report.
We have a copy of the assessor report.
It's doubtful that it's as certainty as you stated.
Well, based upon
they don't. Engineers never put themselves in that position.
Based upon your own engineers that looked at that one house that's on the edge of the cliff.
Correct.
Okay. And his recommendation is that basically that house should nobody should be living in it because it's that much danger coming down the hill.
Okay. We are. There are things happening relative to that they can't cope with.
And now we are pursuing on whatever news we can.
Right.
We can only do so much, and I don't want to give you a non-answer, but we're doing everything we can, and then there's other litigation that's coming up from what we're doing.
Okay. On a later note, Tim, did we ever find out whether the Verizon pole repair was a temporary repair or a permanent repair?
As far as Verizon, they're working with Ferry Landing directly, and they said that pole was in okay shape, and Ferry Landing's involved with them on any efforts to remove debris. That's what I was told from Verizon.
I just wanted to be sure that now at this point, Verizon is saying the debris can be removed. Because obviously we don't, if it couldn't be, we don't know which way the pole would fall. Okay, that was the concern.
Verizon deemed that pole safe in terms of their inspection.
We have that in writing, too?
No, but we'll get
it. Get in writing, just so
we know. Yeah, because, you know, as
but they were working on that directly with Ferry Landing. That's what they told me.
That's we're in direct contact with them as well.
Okay, so I don't know what they told you, but...
Did they give you anything in writing, Brian? No.
What was the last thing? We've been going back and forth with some emails, but nothing with the determination of the poll.
That's what we need to get in writing.
I have the contact of the
technician. Yeah, because I know Ferry Landing is utilizing some of that material that's there that remains there. But we don't want to see somebody removing that, even though the pole's not on our property. It's actually on their property.
Right.
We don't want that removing unless somebody has something in writing. Verizon is saying it's safe.
That's my point. That we don't want to do anything until we have that
right. We don't know where the pole's going to fall. What direction?
Brian, that's your parking lot that was...
No, that's Ferry Landing's parking lot.
Okay.
The pole is basically almost on the borderline of the property.
It's very close, yeah.
Obviously, the mother came down on both properties, right. You know, from the hill. And most of it has been cleared away. There is still a mound there that Ferry Landing has been using because they do need material for different things there. But I didn't want to see them removing all that material around the pole and then have the pole fall.
And then you have a problem, and you don't have it in writing that they said it was okay. Or
right, because I want to be sure that...
Because that's their determination, obviously. It's their fault.
And if you're
in private property matter, but we'll look into it.
At least
you're contacting Verizon, ask them, yes, we understand that you judge the pole safe, but is that with the pile of debris against the pole or the pile of debris removed?
Right, and once they tell you that, we got to have it.
And it may be a private matter, but your chief code official said not to touch that material around that pole.
No, we're going
to
make the call.
Point,
we're gonna
make the determination was then made by Verizon, who owns the pole, to come out and do that.
Right.
So
that's why it would be public, private property or whatever, we need Verizon. Something.
Certain times you have to go, the lines are blurred, no doubt. Right. Anything else, Brian?
No.
Okay, offer to adjourn.
Offer by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thanks for coming out tonight, folks. 8:00.